Your finances. It's your life, not mine. I've read several of your articles, including your story, and I realize I'm not you. So can I do what you succeeded in doing with your finances if we're so different? So I started a conversation with a new client recently, and to answer, I borrowed generously from Paulo Coelho in his new book, Manuscript Found in Accra. If they, your coach in this case, once took a wrong and dangerous path, they will never come to you and say, "Don't ever do that." They will merely say, "I once took a wrong and dangerous path." This is because they respect your freedom, just as you respect theirs. And avoid those who believe they are stronger than you because they're actually concealing their own fragility. Stay close to those who are not afraid to be vulnerable, because they have confidence in themselves and know that at some point in our lives we all stumble. They do not interpret this as a sign of weakness, but of humanity. So what do I write about? I write about how I messed up and still do, what I did about it and what worked for me. It's called Making My Mess My Message. Parts of that will work for you, parts will not. But I also write about the experiences of all those I interact with, especially those who work with me to turn their finances around, because they teach me new wrinkles. Once they have set the success with a particular technique or strategy, I integrate it into my writings, so you have that option as well for your finances. I've had readers comment that I come at the same issue from so many different directions and that they appreciate me giving them choices, as well as a second or third opportunity to deal with an issue they may have been avoiding. You see, I too have had to be hit over the head several times before I woke up to some unhealthy behaviors around my money. So I realize the value of coming back to fundamental issues again and again. Besides, we don't all hear things the same way. My hope is that I never look at any money behavior with judgment. We all came to have our behaviors for different reasons. Many of them had nothing to do with us. Instead, many behaviors are inherited or carried forward from childhood when we had little control over the messaging we were absorbing. So what do I believe? In short, I bring with me three underlying beliefs. Number one, we each must take personal responsibility for our lives. In the end, that responsibility belongs to no one else, and relinquishing is like rolling the dice in a craps game. You have no control over the outcome. Number two, there are many roads to the same destination, including that of financial peace of mind. None are wrong, none are right. They just take more or less time and effort. Number three, we're all dealt different hands in life and have different skills, but we all deserve the exact same financial peace of mind, however we define it. I would hope those are the beliefs of any coach or advisor you align with. Here's what that means. It means I cannot do the work for you. I cannot prescribe just one right thing. And I have no right to limit in any way what your outcome might be. On the other hand, there's just one person who can make anything happen, and that person is you. Let me know in the comment section below if you see mentoring, coaching, or advising, whatever term you prefer, any differently.